Hello there. This is Nelson Olmsted. Sometimes water is the most precious substance on Earth. Listen to what it did for the Yakima Valley. But first, Clint Gruber standing by with a brief message from Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Pacific Powerland's favorite storyteller, Nelson Olmsted.
A special private railroad car carried Thomas Oakes, president of the Northern Pacific Railroad Company, and his party on an inspection tour of the new railroad through the Yakima Valley. The country that the railroad man saw from the windows of the train was vast and desolate. Clouds of dry, dusty soil puffed up as the train passed. Startled jackrabbits fled from the sight of the massive iron horse. The sagebrush valley was gray and dry and lonely. Except, Thomas Oakes noticed, where the settlers had cleared patches alongside the Yakima River. He remarked,
"Look there! How green that garden is beside that cabin, where they must take water from the river for irrigation. By heaven, that soil is fertile enough. I wonder if this entire valley could grow crops like that. You know, there's only one man I know who can see this the way I can. Walter Granger. He built those irrigation projects in Montana. Get in touch with Granger for me. Tell him I want to meet with him as soon as possible."
When the two men met in the spring of 1889, Oakes was shocked. Was this the Walter Granger he remembered? Only 34 years of age, the engineer was sick and discouraged. Granger said,
"Oh, I'm about whipped, Tom. My money's gone, so is my health. I don't know why you want to talk to a worn-out wreck like me."
"That's enough of that kind of talk. I've seen what you can do, Walter, and I know you can do it again. Why, you're a young man. You're the only man in the West who knows beans about irrigation. Now you look this valley over, and you tell me what you think."
Well, Walter Granger hired a horse and bought some provisions and rode south from Yakima City. Dry and desolate, the valley stretched out before him. But now and then, he saw the signs he was looking for, and his enthusiasm began to return. He said, "Yes, this soil holds water well, and it is productive. The topography seems favorable. Yes, I think it might be possible. I think I could do it." Well, on the third day of his lonely journey, Granger climbed to the top of Snipes Mountain for a bird's-eye view of the valley. Then the vision bloomed in his mind. "Now I can see it. I can make this whole valley green. It will grow trees and grain and gardens. And there, in the heart of it, a city. Yes, I know it will work." Well, a few days later, Walter Granger, dusty and weary, but charged with new hope and vast enthusiasm, strode into the telegraph office at North Yakima and said, "Hey, get this wire off to Thomas Oakes, president, Northern Pacific Railroad. Offer accepted. Ready to start work immediately. And sign it, Walt." The Sunnyside Canal, the first major irrigation project in the Northwest, was dug by manpower, horsepower, and determination. Water, diverted from the Yakima River, was channeled 40 miles down the valley, bringing precious, life-giving moisture to the thirsty desert land. It was the first in a far-flung series of irrigation projects, which have converted the Yakima Valley from a wasteland into one of the most productive agricultural areas on Earth. All of which is eloquent testimony to the unconquerable combination of vision, determination, and courage which men like Walter Granger brought to the region we call Pacific Powerland.